Jess in with you this morning, and every week we catch up with Upper Hunter Shire Council, and this morning General Manager Greg McDonald joins me. Greg, how are you doing?
Going well, thanks Jess.
That's good. Now let's start with some great news this morning. The Scone CBD revitalisation plans are on exhibition. There's going to be some public consultation that we're encouraging everyone to get along to.
That's right. I think it's a pretty exciting project. We're seeing plans now being released for community consultation on that upgrade of the main street. We've had a number of the shop owners have already been involved in that project, giving us some guidance and direction as we've started to prepare the designs. And that's resulted in actually three designs going out for community consultation, because there's a bit of a view that, more parking's needed, but then some people have asked for more traffic flow, and that means that there's a bit of a balance between whether we provide more parking or more traffic flow. So then for that reason, we've provided actually three designs that have a different variation of parking and traffic arrangements for different people to comment on and give us their views. So it's for the next month, we will have staff at Campbell's Corner on Tuesdays and Thursdays for drop-in sessions. They can go in, they can have a look at the drawings, they can look at the pavement type, they can look at the street furniture being proposed, they can look at the number of parking spots being proposed and the orientation of the parking spots, and make a comment on what they prefer, what they don't like, what they'd like to see more of, what they'd like to see less of, so that we can actually then finalise those designs.
And we really encourage everyone to make their feedback to council via the right channels. You know, don't just jump on Facebook and have a whinge or applaud the plans, whichever it may be, because at the end of the day, that's not really going to help council.
No, I understand some people want to make their voice known, but the best way to make it known through this process is to come into the consultation period, fill in a consultation form or do it online, and that will give us a really clear indication of which are the preferred designs and which features from all three designs are preferred that we can carry through to the final design.
Yep, exactly. So head to Upper Hunter Shire Council's website for all the information on that one. We'll have it on our website as well. Now, Greg, give us an update on the netball courts at the Bilrose Sports Complex.
Yeah, so we've already awarded the contract for the pavement and the new asphalt down at the netball courts. That's commenced and will be finalised by early March. But we need to then let that asphalt just mature for a couple of weeks before putting all the final surface markings onto the court. The white lines and the goalposts then need to be put in as well. So there's probably about a month or so of finalising asphalt, and then by the end of March, maybe early April, we should have all the works finally down there, and it'll be another great asset for our sporting community.
Fantastic. Now, the 10-year waste strategy development, talk us through this one.
Yeah, look, waste is quite an interesting topic if you want to start looking into it. There's a lot of complexities in waste, and obviously we're facing the same challenges as the rest of New South Wales. We're trying to minimise the amount of waste going into landfill and trying to look at how we maximise reuse of waste, recycling, and even, you know, some of the newer technologies around of putting waste into energy-type facilities. Now, some of that's still a long way off, but we're starting to develop a 10-year waste strategy. And to assist us with that, we need to get the community's involvement and start asking some of the questions about how they use waste and their waste practices. We've engaged Iris Research. They're a research company. They will be doing phone calls of people throughout the local government area. So I would ask, if you do get a call from Iris Research, they're not trying to sell you anything. Take a few minutes to answer their questions, because it will help us as we start to develop this 10-year waste strategy and give us some guidance for where we should be taking our waste business into the future.
Which is anything but a whole lot of rubbish, am I right?
Exactly.
Now, there is a little Warbirds event happening on the 20th of February, if my memory serves me correct, at the airport.
Yes, this is really exciting. At 6 a.m. or thereabouts on Saturday, February 20th, we're having a historic jet fighter trucked in on the back of a truck to the Scone Regional Airport. Now, we've spent a fair bit of money on the regional airport, and we're continuing to spend quite a bit of money on the exhibition centre as well as the actual facility out there. It's a great asset, but getting some of these jet fighters out there will really add to that whole facility. So the Warbirds Well, the first of the warbirds is arriving on truck on that February, Saturday the 20th, 6 a.m. Early start, but we're encouraging people to come out and have a look. You will need to book for that. It's free, but you'll need to book. So you need to get onto our Facebook page for more details. We're already having a lot of interest in this, and I think it's just going to be a fantastic morning. It's not every day you see jet fighter trucked into Scone on the back of a truck.
Exactly. No, it's going to be awesome to see. Now, the Omerdale Bridge, how's work going out there?
Work's finished and traffic is now travelling over the bridge. We've just been doing some tidy-up works. We're looking at an official opening later in February, possibly the 27th. I will probably confirm that date later. We're just trying to get the local member, any ministers who have been part of that, you know, state ministers who are involved in that whole project, check their availability. Obviously, we can't get everyone, but if we can get the official party lined up for that 27th of February, I think it'll be a good day for cutting a ribbon.
Yeah, exactly. And lastly, as you know, the Merriwater Willow Tree Road is closed at the moment. Has there been any update on whether or not it could be partially opened, perhaps, or anything fixed there before it is entirely fixed altogether?
Yes, still looking at a partial opening if we can. Had Douglas Partners, our geotechnical company, out there last week. There's a little bit of an indication that we might be able to do something. I'm a little bit reluctant to give any dates at this stage because I don't have a final design. But we're also looking at trying to set up a community meeting over in Merriwar, probably towards the end of next week or possibly the week after if we can, just so that locals can come over. We will trying to organise Douglas Partners and GHD, our two engineering experts, to be present for that meeting so that people can ask questions direct of the experts and we can provide answers to them. And hopefully we'd be able to give them some answers about a potential partial opening if possible at that stage. It's a little bit early to be sort of jumping to that position yet, so we're still investigating that. But if possible, we would like to get to a position where we could have some sort of light traffic flow at least.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yep. Greg, there's certainly plenty going on. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.